Welcome to today's first report. It's about the year 2024 in review and my thoughts on what really characterized the year. And I would say, overall, 2024 was characterized as the year that Western governments beclowned themselves and exposed their leadership lunacy and cultural lunacy. And what's interesting about 2024 is we saw so much insanity, so many lies from the Biden administration, for example, and just peak insanity in every area, you know, like, oh, men can be women and men can compete with women in women's sporting events. And also the economy is great. Don't worry. You know, unemployment is non-existent. So many jobs are expanding and everything's great. And there's no inflation and so on. It was, of course, not just a bunch of lies. It was also, it was kind of like self-mockery. We saw the governments just flat out lying all the time. Even Canada, you know, look at Justin Trudeau, what a clown that guy has become. But also all the clowns of Western Europe, of the UK, of Germany and Scholz there, and France and Macron. And just across the board, Western Europe showed itself to be a Looneyville. And Western Europe has, of course, abandoned the idea of having any domestic energy production. It's abandoned the idea of having farms, which is completely insane. It's a self-immolation of an entire subcontinent, if you think about it. And Western Europe has decided to commit suicide on so many levels: cultural suicide, national suicide, economic suicide, you know, even military suicide as well. And Western Europe is done as we know it. And of course, it's being completely overrun by migrants. They're going to take over Western Europe. The Christian churches are being burned down en masse. And, you know, the Western European governments, they can't manufacture anything. Their militaries are practically non-existent. The things that they have in their military don't work, like aircraft carriers and tanks and so on. They're not functioning as nations any longer. A similar thing is true also, if we go around the globe, go to New Zealand and Australia, other Western-oriented nations that have lost their minds. And, you know, they're pushing pandemic obedience, and they're pushing quarantines, and they're pushing insane laws that criminalize freedom of speech. That's also happening in Western Europe as well, especially in the UK or in Germany, where you can go to jail for mocking the clowns in government. So if you dare point out what lunatics these people are, like the health minister of Germany being a morbidly obese, unhealthy woman, but she's the health minister. And if you point that out, police come visit your home and they might prosecute you and throw you in prison for your speech violations. Oh, it's hate speech to mock someone's body weight. Well, we're not mocking her body weight alone. We're mocking the fact that she's the health minister and is the least healthy person imaginable, obviously. That's where the mockery comes from, but that's considered a hate crime in Germany and in other European nations. And then back in the U.S., the country has suffered essentially an economic implosion. Many areas of the blue cities are collapsed into third world conditions. There's mass homelessness on the streets, mass violence. It's not safe to walk on the streets at night in most of the cities, not even in Washington, D.C., if you're a member of Congress. And so the Western cities are collapsing rapidly, and the leaders of those cities still say they hate police, they hate the rule of law, they hate America, and they're going to do everything in their power to make sure that they keep on running their cities the way they have been running them, which has been absolutely disastrous. Now, the beclowning of the West is exacerbated or underscored by the fact that in 2024, Russia and other nations really appeared as shining examples of civilization. I saw numerous videos and talked to several people who had either visited Russia or had even lived in Russia, such as Greg Reese, for example. He lived in Russia for 6 months, I think he said. And they said that it was an amazing experience. Russia was so safe. The cities were clean. It was civilized. The food was affordable. They didn't have violence all over the place. And he even told me that if he had children, he would raise them in Russia. And so you have Americans looking at Russia as a better place to raise a family, because America itself, at least in many areas in the blue states and blue cities, has become so catastrophically bad that it doesn't make sense to even try to raise children in America any longer for many people. I know some of you have successfully done so, and that's fantastic. And there are areas, rural areas or red states, etc., where it may still be possible to raise children in a relatively healthy environment, especially with homeschooling. That's probably the answer to a lot of this. But in terms of public schools and in terms of the culture of America, it's a culture that is disastrous. It's a culture of collapse. And it's very clear that the Western nations of the world are themselves in a spiral of collapse. And that's what 2024, I think that characterization really stands out to me, that no year in history better demonstrated the complete lunacy of what Western nations have become than the year that we just lived through together, 2024. We saw a, quote, president of the United States who could barely speak, who would mumble his way through teleprompter speeches while the media told us that he was a genius. With a straight face, they said that. And we all knew, yeah, you're insane. This guy can barely talk. He's an Alzheimer's patient. He belongs in a nursing care facility of some kind. But the corporate media, of course, lied to us and said, no, he's genius. He's brilliant. He's the most amazingly intelligent president we've ever had, they said. Many of them said that. And of course, that's called gaslighting, where they just repeat a lie over and over again, hoping to make it sound true eventually with enough repetition. And some people bought into that. There's still about half the country that is so gullible, they'll believe anything the corporate media tells them. And that's also a sign of the collapsing culture. We've seen a collapse of the discernment, the cognitive discernment that must define a successful nation. We've seen a collapse of the ability to think rationally or to think independently or skeptically about what we are being told. And because of this reason, many people lined up and they took the jabs on command, or they wore masks on command, or they obediently did what they were told in every area, and they believed the economy was good, and they believed whatever the media told them, and those people are still out there. And by the way, those people are not going to do very well in the coming year for reasons that I'll cover in the next report. It's going to be a real psychic shock for those people because they're fake reality bubble is about to burst. And for many of them, it's not really survivable. But we'll talk about that next. Looking back on 2024, it was also the year that the censorship regime began to crumble. The censorship regime, which is this government NGO cartel of collusion, it has been fully exposed now. We know the government funded certain organizations and the Global Engagement Center, the GEC, I think it's called. We know that the DOD was involved. We know the State Department was involved in funding censorship laundering operations through overseas NGOs, which then commanded big tech to censor certain viewpoints on all sorts of things, on politics, on medicine, vaccines, COVID, obviously, but on also alternative medicine or raw milk or even history. They would censor you just based on your viewpoints if you have a different view than the mainstream narrative on what happened on 9/11, for example. You could be censored. And that's what they did. They censored people based on viewpoints, and this has been going on for, in my case, at least 8 years. Actually, more than 8 years. It's been almost 10 years that they've been censoring me. But finally, 2024 was the year when that censorship kind of burst. Now it's been fully exposed. Now the Trump people are demanding an end to censorship collusion on the part of government. And there are efforts underway now to dismantle and defund these censorship front groups that the government had created. Doesn't mean that censorship is ending. There's still, of course, CIA control over Wikipedia. There's still CIA control over the mainstream media. Lots of censorship on issues like these drones and orbs and so on, which is another clown show that I'll need to mention here. There's still going to be lots of censorship in 2025, but anybody who's informed just doesn't believe the official narratives any longer. So 2024 was really the year that, quote, official sources lost all credibility. Or I should say they lost any remaining credibility. Nobody believes the government anymore. Especially when, who is it, Admiral John Kirby stands up there at the podium speaking on behalf of the White House and the Pentagon and says that you're not seeing drones flying overhead at all. They don't exist. It's all in your imagination. While people are reporting them and military bases are closing down runways because of the mysterious drones flying over them. And it's not just drones, it's orbs. It's these weird, mysterious orbs. And that story has yet to fully play out, by the way. That's going to take us well into 2025 and beyond. But Kirby stood there and told us first there were no drones. And then when he couldn't push that lie any longer, he told us, yeah, there might be some drones, but they're all legal and lawful. Even though they were flying over nuclear facilities and military bases and airports and obviously restricted areas, he said they were all perfectly legal. So here's another case where the White House and the Pentagon just gaslight the public and hope people are dumb enough to believe them. And the bottom line is most people don't believe them any longer. I mean, there might still be a few people sitting around who still think that vaccines work or that the government tells the truth or that Big Pharma loves you and cares about you and wants you to be healthy and well and not be a sick patient that has to pay money to them. There might be a few people like that. There are a few people. They won't last much longer, probably, given what's coming, which is going to be another bird flu pandemic. False flag, obviously. But most people have lost any remaining trust in the rigged system and the fake sources and fake authority, the gaslighting and the lies of the establishment. And the lies were thick about Ukraine versus Russia also. Everything you heard from the Pentagon and everything you heard from NATO was a lie. Everything you heard out of the EU was a lie. And if you think about it, looking back on 2024, literally everything the government told us about the economy, jobs, inflation, the dollar, the wars in the Middle East involving Israel, wars with Ukraine involving Russia, everything the U.S. said about China, all of it was nothing but lies. Just straight up lies, lies that are so bad, so poorly formed that they become a clown show. And again, that's, to me, that's the characterization of 2024. It's the year that Western governments expose themselves as being lunatic clowns, like parading around on a unicycle in a circus while juggling, you know, bowling pins or whatever that are on fire. You know, that's what the White House has become. That's what the Pentagon has become, a joke, a total clown show. I mean, think about it. 2024 was the year that the U.S. Navy, the multi-hundred billion dollar U.S. Navy was halted by Yemen, by the nation of Yemen, and some Yemeni militants who had some ocean boat drones and some sky drones or whatever. They halted the entire U.S. Navy at the Red Sea. The U.S. Navy could not protect commercial ship traffic through the Red Sea and through the Suez Canal and to and from the ports in Israel. And all of that's because of the nation of Yemen and a relatively small band of militants there that got sick of Israel's crimes of genocide against the Palestinian people. So they decided to basically blockade Israel's ports by attacking and sinking ships, and the U.S. Navy couldn't do a single thing about it. Yeah, that happened in 2024. We saw the U.S. Navy lose its ability to project power. And if you listen to my podcast for very long, you know that the power of the dollar currency as a world reserve currency is entirely dependent on the ability of the U.S. Navy to project power over the sea lanes. And if the Navy can't project power, well, then there's no reason for countries around the world to give in to demands to use the dollar if the U.S. government's Navy can't protect their ships, you see. All throughout history, the world reserve currency has belonged to the nation that had the strongest naval powers that could project power on the seas and protect the sea-based trade routes. That's just history right there. You go back and look at the history of the currencies. About every 100 years or so, a little over 100 years, a currency collapses as the world reserve currency. It switches to a different currency. You know, before the dollar, it was the British pound sterling, right? I mean, what we had, I don't recall all the years, but the Dutch guilder, the Portuguese real, right? France had a shot at this for a time. You know, different nations, different currencies, and the thing that characterized them was naval power. Well, 2024 was the year that the U.S. lost its naval power projection capabilities. The rest of the world no longer fears the United States. That's what changed in 2024. Let me just say that again. The rest of the world no longer fears the United States. They do not fear the U.S. military, they do not fear the U.S. Navy, and they do not fear U.S. dollar sanctions. Because think about it, Russia was punished with atrocious sanctions under the SWIFT system and by the United States, the State Department, and dollar sanctions, and Russia thrived anyway. Russia's economy invested in itself and built infrastructure and now has built an amazing industrial and manufacturing base that can outproduce all of NATO in terms of munitions and military equipment. And Russia's producing energy, Russia's producing minerals, Russia is producing technology, and so on, even under all these sanctions. So the sanctions don't work. The big, scary United States of America that used to be able to bully the world and coerce the world into obedience and compliance has just been exposed as being essentially a paper tiger, or at least on its way to a paper tiger. It still has military assets. It still has nuclear weapons. But in 2024, Russia demonstrated the Oreshnik missile system, which can strike anywhere in the world with non-nuclear warheads and can destroy any target anywhere in the world, including subterranean targets, because of the incredible kinetic energy of these submunition warheads that come out of the sky at incredible speeds, something like Mach 11 or greater, arriving like Thor's hammer or bolts of lightning out of the sky, like incoming meteors. And they obliterate everything they strike on the ground, and it's non-nuclear. Well, that weapon system is only owned by Russia. It was developed by Russia under all kinds of U.S. sanctions, while the U.S. still doesn't have a functioning hypersonic missile. Can you believe that? Not even a functioning deployed hypersonic missile system. The entire U.S. Navy is vulnerable to hypersonic weapons that are possessed by Iran, as well as Russia and China. And in fact, Pete Hegseth, who is the, I believe he's still the nominee for Secretary of Defense. I don't know. I haven't kept track of all the nominees, but he said in an interview, I think it was with Fox News, that China could destroy all the U.S. aircraft carriers in 20 minutes. He understands that. And that's exactly true. So 2024 is the year that demonstrated not only are the Western nations a collective clown show of mental illness and lunacy and incompetence and wokeness and DEI nonsense all the way up to the highest levels of government where almost nobody actually works or gets anything useful done, but also that the West is obsolete. The West is being eclipsed by China's industrial capacity, China's technology, even in AI and other important areas, and also Russia's military technology and industrial output capabilities. So what this means to me is that the days of dollar dominance are rapidly coming to an end. But it is going to be interesting to watch these clowns try to lie to us for the next several years. Even though we're having a change in the administration, there's still a lot of clowns in Washington, D.C., and they're going to stand there and try to gaslight us. Even under the Trump administration, they're going to try to tell us everything's great, the dollar's all powerful, the U.S. military is the strongest in the world, and we're going to maintain global dominance, and they're just going to lie to us while the West self-immolates and ultimately implodes. So that's what 2024 looks like to me, and it sort of foreshadows some pretty crazy times straight ahead. So thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger of Brighteon.com and NaturalNews.com. And I seek to help heal the world and empower the world, help heal the world with clean food with HealthRangerStore.com. And I work to help empower the world with decentralized knowledge and technology. And be sure to sign up on the email list at Brighteon.ai because we're releasing a new AI model in early 2025 here that will allow you to have access to a lot of information that has been hidden from you. Yeah, you'll see. It's really going to be amazing. Brighteon.ai is the website. Thank you for listening. I've put together a whole lot of third-party partners with discount codes on this website, rangerdeals.com. Definitely check out this website. You are going to save a bundle on things that you need to be prepared. Be prepared for pandemics, be prepared for financial collapse. Let me just walk you through some of this. Like right here, 10% off of Petmectin, which is ivermectin labeled for pets, discount code Ranger. You just click that right there, and it goes to a third-party company, and this icon indicates that they compensate us with product donations that we then donate out to other people. So we kind of have an affiliate relationship here. But they don't pay us cash, they pay us in product that we donate out to other people in need through our church, by the way. So a lot of these, they just gift back to us, to our church, and then we donate that out to people who need it. If you scroll down, you'll see also we've got chlorine dioxide down here somewhere. Where did it go? Here it is, Safrax, 10% off chlorine dioxide. If you don't have a supply of chlorine dioxide, you absolutely need to get some of this and learn about it. And there's the button right there. In addition, to be prepared financially for what's coming, we've got three different sources of gold and silver here on rangerdeals.com. So one of these is called Prepper Bars. You can save 10% off. And that's these guys right here where you have like breakaway silver pieces. There's like, I'm just kind of showing you, you can break this off or you can break these off individually. They become 1/10 of an ounce, 1/20 of an ounce, or 1/4 of an ounce, etc. So these prepper bars are really handy. People love those. And then we've got gold backs, which have real physical gold embedded in each gold back. Very divisible form of gold. This has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. You're actually looking at the gold. It's just flattened out. It's very thin, obviously, at 1/1000th of an ounce. but they have higher denominations. So you can find a link to that here on rangerdeals.com. Or if you just want mainstream, you know, like silver coins, gold coins in the 1 ounce format, you can also find those with our gold and silver supplier here at rangerdeals.com. We've also got 10% off the Trends Journal with Gerald Celente. That's right here. We've got $50 off the de-googled phones at Above Phone. 10% off the RNC supplements, that's vitamin B17 Laetril, which is featured by G. Edward Griffin on his book, World Without Cancer. We've got, you can save money off of heirloom seeds. You can save money on satellite phones here from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And on top of that, we've got here, we've got Shield Arms where you can have folding AR-15s, custom Glocks. You can actually save money on high-end firearms here with this link. We've got Ness's Hemp, a CBDA, very high CBDA, a cannabidiolic acid, which has its own efficacy. We've got 10% off holsters with 1791 gun leather, 10% off body armor with Hoplite. You know, you can save money on the Patriot Green products, the compost products, so much more, the portable power stations, solar generators, and here's a discount off of a movie. So much more. We're adding to this all the time, but just go to rangerdeals.com to see our current specials and the discount codes that can save you a bundle on things that can help you get prepared. And these are things that we don't sell in our store. And we don't sell ivermectin and gold and silver or things like that, or firearms, obviously. So these are third-party partners that offer things that we don't offer or can't offer ourselves. And we've negotiated these discounts for you. So take advantage of all that at rangerdeals.com. Get prepared. Interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. Take care.